changing gears, pleased to welcome in Ashley Robertson joining us and Don Curry as well, talking about a little bit of the Rotary program. Thanks for taking some time for us, guys.
Hey, we're good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Miss Robertson, welcome to the studio. I believe first time we've had you in, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So welcome back in. And Mr. Curry, it's always good to see you, but it's been just a little while.
It has been a while. That's right.
Now, yeah. Talking about the Rotary program locally and one of the most exciting programs that I love to talk about here throughout our community, Josh the Otter.
Yes, we're very excited to be back in the schools this year in the kindergarten classrooms with Josh the Otter for this whole week. About twice a day, there's Josh the Otter and a Rotarian reading a book to kindergartners. So it's very fun. The kids love it, and it's just a neat program.
It's always good, too, when you can get somebody from outside the classroom to come in and take over a bit of the education aspect for a little bit, too, especially with those young kindergartners.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, they just love to see Josh. I mean, Josh comes in, and they get all excited about seeing the otter and learning about water safety, and that's what we're about. The water safety is very important.
That's what it all comes down to. There's some fun and some laughs in the meantime, but this is a very serious issue with a very rich history as well, Mr. Curry.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, Misty was pointing out to me this morning something we didn't know, that May is Water Safety Month.
Oh,
so we tie right in with that to, you know, get the word out that it's important to pay attention to water safety, especially in North Platte, Nebraska, where we have lakes and people are going to be out at the lake swimming and fishing and stuff. So it's important to learn how to swim.
Ms. Robertson, could you tell us the history about Josh the Otter, please?
Sure. So it's actually from a family in Lincoln, Nebraska, where their son, Joshua Collingsworth, had passed away after drowning. He was 2.5 years old. And his parents, so that was in 2008, his parents went on to form the foundation and then wrote this book and really wanted to, you know, preserve the memory of him by sharing, you know, water safety, making awareness about it. You know, they had just turned away for a little bit, and he had drowned in the family pool. So very, very sad story. But the message really through the book is to kids, you know, always be with an adult. You know, it also talks about learning to float, you know, swimming lessons, all those things. And like Don said, we have so many opportunities here where we are around water that we want kids to always remember to be with an adult.
And the fact of the matter is, too, Don, that it only takes a matter of seconds, just a quick turn of the cheek. And it could be disastrous, as is the case with what Ms. Robertson just mentioned.
Right, yeah, that's for sure. It doesn't take much time. And the solution is pretty easy, too. In other words, we teach the child how to turn over on their back and float, just like the otter does. And so, you know, there is a way that if you get in trouble, that the sooner we teach children about that, the more safety we'll have and the less opportunities for tragedy that'll be available. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's always a little bit of fun that comes into play with this too, Misty. Of course, with the otter coming into the classroom, and you put that combination and that costume with our Rotarians, who are always fun and exciting, with kindergartners, who are always the most excited individuals in all of God's wonderful green earth. It's bound to be a little bit of fun.
Oh, it is. Josh the Otter does a song. It's called Learn to Float. And so he's acting that out and dancing around, and the kids are dancing with him. So it's a lot of fun.
Don, how long has Rotary been involved with Josh the Otter?
Well, we figured out if you count out count the COVID years, we've been doing this for 10 years.
Wow.
So we've been, you know, it's a real commitment to our club. We got the word from
Trudy Merritt.
Trudy Merritt, she came to our club one day and brought Josh along, if I remember right. And the members of our club just said, we got to do this, and we've been doing it ever since.
And potentially saving lives in the process, too.
Absolutely.
Well, we've reached over 3,000 students during that time. And I know my son's an eighth grader, and he still remembers Josh the Otter.
So really?
I'm thinking, you know, it's sticking with them.
Yeah, it's a little bit of fun, and that can really stick with the kindergartners, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Guys, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, just thanks for having us on and helping spread the word about water safety.
Yes, absolutely.
And we really like to thank the school system, too. They become very cooperative, especially the school principals, you know, because we got this group coming in and they're bringing gear and stuff. So thank you to the schools and the principals. So thank you very much.
I have to mention, too, Misty, these are schools throughout our entire listening area, all the public school systems. I think was it last Monday or this past Monday, we had them over at McDade Elementary, too. So this is a town-wide thing.
Yes, it's the North Platte Public Schools, McDade Elementary, and our Redeemer. So all the kindergarten classrooms in North Platte through those schools.
And what a great time of the year to do so. Not only is it Drowning Prevention Month, but we're getting in those warmer weather, Don. And wonderful times going to be had out on the lake, by the river. But safety needs to be of the utmost importance.
Yes, it does.
Guys, we appreciate the time. Appreciate the great work, Tristan, that you're doing for our community.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.